We're reading from Kabbalah Lamatchil, page 155, the Assembly of Society. First, when the society gathers, there should be the curriculum, meaning each and every one, according to his ability, will speak of the importance of society, meaning what profits society will give him. And according to what he hopes, that society will give him important things that he cannot get by himself, to that extent he regards society. And this is, as our sages said, always will a person praise the Lord and then pray. What do we learn from Moses? It says, and I besought the Lord at that time. And it also says, O Lord God, thou hast begun. And it says, let me go over, I pray thee, and see the good land. The reason that we first have to praise the Lord is because it is common sense that he who asks something of someone, there should be two conditions. A, that he has what I'm asking of him. For example, wealth and ability, and he is famous for his wealth. And B, that he has a kind heart, that he wants to give to others. From such a man you can ask for a favor. That is why they said, always will a person will one praise the Lord and then pray. Meaning, after a person believes in the greatness of God, that he has all kinds of pleasures to give to the creatures, and he wants to give them, then you can say that he prays to God, for he will certainly help him, because he wants to help. He wants to do good. Therefore, the Creator can give him what his heart desires. Therefore, the prayer can be with confidence that the Creator will accept his prayer. And also, with love of friends, there should first be, when everyone gathers, that the friends are praised, the importance of each and every friend, and to the extent that he assumes the greatness of society, to that extent, he can respect it. And then he can pray, meaning that he should criticize himself how much strength is given for society. And then when they see that they have no strength to do anything for society, then there is room for prayer for God to help him, to give him the strength and desire to practice love of man. And then each needs to behave like in the three last prayers of Tfilat Shmona Esrei, meaning after he organizes what he wants from the Creator, they said in the Holy Zohar that in the last three prayers of Shmona Esrei, it should be as though the Creator has already given him what he wants, and now he's leaving. So it is with love of man. Once he's criticized himself, and he took the advice to pray, to think of him as though his prayer is accepted, he should joyfully sit with his friends, like all the friends are one body, and like the body wants all the organs to enjoy, so he wants his friends now to enjoy. Therefore, after all the calculations, comes the time of joy, of love of friends, and then each and every one should feel himself to be as happy as though he made a good deal that will bring him a lot of money. And it is the conduct of the world that then he gives drinks to his friends. So it is here, everyone should have that his friend will eat, will drink drinks and eat cakes, etc. Because now he's happy, so he wants his friend to feel good as well. Therefore it should be when the assembly disperses, it should be with joy and high spirits. And this is, as it says, the time of Torah and the time of prayer. Because the time of prayer is completeness, when there is no lack. And this is called the right. Whereas the time of prayer is called the left. Because the place of left is a place that needs left and needs correction. And this is called the correction of the vessels. Whereas the Torah is called right, when there is no room for corrections. Therefore, the Torah is called the gift. And the conduct is that you give presents to him you like. And it is conduct that you don't like. You don't like he who has a deficit. Therefore, during the time of Torah, there is no place to think of corrections. And when one leaves the gathering, it should be as in the three last prayers of Shemona Esrei, and then everyone will feel completeness. What is the organization of society? It's how a person should think of it's what society should do in order to give man what he needs. What does he need? During the way, we need more strength. The obstructions grow. The difficulties grow, and we need help in concentration, in faith, in desire, in the importance of the goal. All those things are conditions by which we grow. We begin with a very, very small desire for spirituality called a point in the heart. And we can grow it only by the obstructions that we add to this point. There are all the desires that awaken. And we never have the strength to handle even the smallest desire by ourselves. But each and every desire, we either control it or it controls us. As far as advancement to spirituality is concerned. Meaning, either we have to be enslaved to that desire, or that we can control it, the desire. Meaning, although we get the obstructions are things that disconnect us from adhesion with the Creator. First of all, we have to be locked on Him. Like with a point in the heart to begin with. When we were in contact with the Creator as much as we could understand and see, we were awakened. That awakening, we have to maintain it on top of the obstructions. If we can do it, then we advance. But we don't have the strength for it. Just as those obstructions surface from within us, so to speak, it's as though from the side we get bad new forces. We have to be equipped with good new forces. How to keep coming back to the right thoughts. Not to pay attention to the obstruction, but on top of the obstruction, to continue wanting the Creator. Here is where we need society's help. And in order to receive society's help, there are two conditions. First, do I feel the greatness of the goal? If I don't have it, how do I turn to society? I'll never turn to it for help. And if I do have the greatness of the goal, how do I know that I have to turn to society? How do I know that society can answer, can satisfy my need? the strength. And what does it involve, turning to the Creator? What do I have to pay to society in order to be helped by it? Meaning, if I have to if I have to subdue myself, to make myself small before others, this is a great work for me. Maybe I'm unable to do it, or unwilling to do it. And in that too, there can be obstructions, indirect, in this whole process. Not directly to the Creator, but in this whole process that I turn to society and then to to other steps I have to take on the way. There are many preparations that I have to make in order to finish this move properly, to turn to society, to believe that it can give it to me, to believe that the Creator purposely designed society in such a way that I can use it, that's where my only free choice lies, that besides the society I have no other means to cleave to Him again. I'll never get these forces just by myself, and I can only receive from society on condition that I regard it and subdue myself. There are processes of working with myself here and with society, and all in all, it's called the order of work. In order to be equipped with the forces, the evaluation of society, even before the fall, I have to work with them. So that when I fall, what falls is the importance of the Creator, but perhaps the importance of society will not fall. Or perhaps I fail in the importance of society, but I still have some kind of reshimo, reminiscence, that I have friends who can help me, if not with the aim, then at least in my direction to the Creator. So I have to, in advance, build my relationship with society in such a way that when I drop from the greatness, from the importance, it'll be as easy and as comfortable as possible for me to turn to society, and for society to immediately see that it has to help me, even when I don't ask for it. And this help has to be purposeful. That's why we need the assembly of friends. They are the preliminary preparations for the drops, before the healing thoughts. When we sit together, meaning we build a common framework that can serve as a warehouse of forces powers that can help each and every one of us during the descent. So now we can understand what we need to demand of the assembly. First of all, the greatness of the goal. Society has to be able to give me the greatness of the goal so that I will not fall from my contact with the Creator. How is that done? We build such a society that each one makes sure within himself that the greatness of society will always be important. They will always be impressed with it. They will always be concerned about it. That will think about it all the time. Because besides the greatness of the Creator, there is no other force that can pull us to Him. So by that we build in society some kind of special force called the importance of society, the importance of the purpose, and that gives us strength. But there have to be obstructions, otherwise we won't be able to advance. So when they come and they erase, like a wave erases what's imprinted in the sand, what's written in the sand, and then the importance of the Creator is completely gone. And that comes precisely to a person who prepared himself. Then come big waves, and in frequency, in higher frequency, the frequency and the height of the waves depends on the preparation. But in order to attain spirituality, and then finally the end of correction, there have to be high waves. So, if we get up after the waves and then we fall again, we have to constantly build the importance of the Creator. This is the number one perpetual work in society. When a wave comes and a person falls, then there should be preparation by society to take care of the fallen. It says that a person cannot free himself from imprisonment. There has to be some external force that comes to him and brings him out. Otherwise, it's not called that he's fallen, that he's been captured by the forces of separation. This commander unit that will help him out, a person has to build it around himself. And he must picture to himself that if he really does fall, he's willing to be taken care of by them. He's willing to place himself in their hands like a baby or like a wounded, or like that they're the only ones who can raise him or cure him, or if he's dead, they can bury him. All kinds of corrections. What is a wounded? A person who is alive with something bad inside that needs to be cured. But if this evil has completely overcome him, then he's dead, then you have to bury him, meaning you have to put behind you these situations that defeated you and start new ones. So a person has to prepare himself to situations where he will completely, he'll be completely in the hands of society, and he's willing to completely put himself in the hands of society when he falls, when he's wounded, or when he's dead. He's willing to let them do anything that they tell him. In addition to the greatness of society, there should be the concept of help for everyone who falls. In society and in man, there has to be the preparation to accept their help. Sometimes a person has obstructions that he sees society as bad, and according to how he fell, he can also see that his teacher is bad, So if a person falls from spirituality, the Creator and society and everyone falls. So he has to prepare these systems in advance. Although, so that even though he might be in a situation, he'll be able to, he'll have the preparation to perhaps think differently. He should also relate to society, that society itself should, not just toward him, but toward his other friends as well, should give the greatness of the Creator. It should give it to his friends, and have the willingness to, one has to have the willingness to take care of them, his friends, when they fall. So he's willing to participate in society actively and constantly add to it greatness of the goal, greatness of the Creator, and the willingness to help each and every one. All these things should be connected with one thing only: adhesion with the Creator. To Him, forward. If you make preparations in that assembly of things that do not that are not directly relevant to that, then you don't do it, you don't plan it, you don't even touch it. You have to, first of all, make sure that each and every act that you plan, each supportive mechanism that we want to build in society has to be directly connected, or perhaps indirectly, but it has to, well, we have to know that it is such, connected to the attainment of the attributes of the Creator and the Creator. And then, when the assembly gets together, you have to know in advance what you're going to talk about, what system we're going to develop in society, what we need, what in order to correct and develop the situation, the thing that we're going to develop. Why? Because now, when we're concentrated, we have to build this system. We have to build this mechanism. And everyone should know what we're doing and what we should concentrate our efforts on without being detached from attention. Thought of the Creator, because we're advancing toward Him, and according to that we discuss all our situations and improve this collective force called society. How can I identify the beginning of the fall when it begins? We are in a situation called concealment of the face. We don't know what happens with us. In spirituality, say, I remember myself. I eat, I get off the table. I was running when I was a child. My mom would say, when are you going to come eat again? I don't know. I don't want it right now. I don't know what's going to be in a few hours. I work according to what I feel, and I don't understand that there can be another situation that five hours from now I'll want to eat again. And again, I'll have to come to mommy to give me food. I remember myself, I couldn't understand it. I think all children are like that. After that, we develop, we gain experience, So we understand that there'll be a time when again I'll want to eat. At the same moment, I don't feel it. When I acquire such systems of understanding besides the feeling, then I can assume other situations. We are in concealment in the beginning of the way, such a concealment that now I'm in a good situation, everything is good. I don't feel that in this very situation, when I'm done eating, I get emptier and emptier from food, and I'll want to eat again. So the surrounding lights that were close to me and gave me the sensation of this ascent, now they're departing from me, like a mother who distances herself from the child. She wants to teach him how to walk. Like a mother who wants to teach her child to walk, she puts her child on the floor and she steps away. She puts him on the floor and she steps away, and he stands there and cries. It's called that the surrounding lights are now far from me, and I don't know what to do. I feel concealment, and I feel that the Creator left me, so now what I'm going to do? I don't feel, I don't know what to do, like a baby, just standing there crying for someone to help me out. I have such a bad mother. So we cannot evaluate the situation correctly, even if we could see it, because we're babies. But our ascent usually starts when we don't see, like a baby when he, like a child when he first eats. He doesn't understand that several hours from now he'll want to eat again. 2 hours later, he's still he's not full anymore, but he doesn't want to eat again. But he still doesn't want to eat. And then 5 hours later, he's very hungry, and now he wants to eat. He can't see it happening. So we're the same. It only takes a long time until we see that these surrounding lights have left us to a great degree, and only then do we see that we're in a different situation suddenly, when we're already way down. What is the descent? I understand that I'm now detached from the intent of the Creator, and I was just enjoying the situation regardless of Him. And now I finally understand, and that understanding that the Creator reminds me this way, that I forgot about Him, I call that understanding a descent. Why is it a descent? It's a calling voice from above to come back to Him. So on the one hand, it's help. On the other hand, it is help without giving forces. I just feel it. What should I do now? How do I use it? Either I just sit there and cry because I'm sick or I'm dead, and you have to mourn him and be sorry for him, or that I'm capable to turn to society from this situation for help. It depends on the preparation. Is the preparation, my contact with my friends, is it so strong that regardless of any fall, regardless of the deepness of the depth of the fall, I can turn to society by myself? Even before they see that I'm in descent. Or perhaps I'm in such a situation where I can't turn to them anymore, meaning I am detached from them. They're not important to me anymore. I don't believe that they can help me. The surrounding lights have drifted so far apart that the systems that I built in society are no longer active. And then I can't be aided with society. That's the faith. You have to be equipped with such faith that society can do it. Bala Sulam writes about it, about the when the student is in exile, his teacher is in exile also. That if the student had built up the importance of the rabbi to such an extent that even when he fell, the rabbi would still be regarded as important by exercises, like in the army. We practice. We put ourselves into detachment from the Creator and imagine all kinds of obstructions. And it's as though we overcome them. Those preparations are good. And afterwards, when it actually happens, it helps. And the same for society. A person can do it in such a way that even if it drops, society still remains in a good place in his eyes and remains important to him. Important for corrections. But let's say that something happened and he can't build society by himself. He can't turn to society by himself. Or even when he can, it's questionable his ability to see himself in a bad situation. It might be that he's fallen, but he doesn't measure the situation as bad, because bad is detachment from the Creator. And the appreciation of society can help in that. And if you can't, can society detect in him that he can no longer turn to it, and is in such a descent that he just needs this special force from society? What is this special force? Society has to have the strength to care for everyone to never fall. Very simple. We have to always pray for that constantly. To always be concerned with it. To always rise. If we are always concerned about it, even those who fall, even when they don't turn to society, they immediately receive this force. This force radiates on them immediately, and they can join up with the general direction. We have to activate this collective engine to not drop in act, but only to the point that we feel that we are back in action again. Society, even when a person is detached from it and he doesn't understand, he's wounded, he doesn't feel, he doesn't see anything, he's in descent, he has no awareness of it. Society built strength by prayer and by concern about it, to be targeted to the Creator and that force has to act on all its parts. And besides, there has to be within society, perhaps, some kind of a group that is concerned with these things, actively, that it's a duty that they take upon themselves, that they're concerned, that first of all, society will constantly pray for that, that there'll be a supporting force for each and every one, that society will be like a power station for surrounding lights that support everyone. So they have to demand it of society, and they have to care for each and every one and see about each person that maybe he's fallen, and that they have to see that a person is distracted, he doesn't know what's happening to him, and then he has to be woken. And those guys who are in charge of high spirits, we give them the ability, we give them a place, it's their duty to come and directly shake up a person. It's their concern. And they also have to be concerned with his reaction. Perhaps if he doesn't react at all, they have to check him out of society or do something with him, but not leave the situation as one that you can relax with. Society cannot agree with a situation where there's a friend who is not 100% connected with the collective uplift toward the Creator. Anything less than 100% is unacceptable. Should I pray for each member individually or for the group in general? The prayer is a concern. And I have to build this concern. I have to give it a certain form. There's a concern between me and society and the Creator, and it has to be organized. When it's organized in a certain way, it is called a prayer. That need that I organize should be that I want society, in other words, in my surroundings, that I depend on it. As Bala Salam says, by 100%, it should have only one thing. If I'm 100% dependent on it, there should be only one thing there. A force that pulls toward the Creator. That's what I wanted to activate on me. The importance of the Creator, adhesion with Him, direction toward Him, that's what I wanted to have. If I have to choose society to influence me, I don't care about anything else. I don't want anything else if it diminishes that. It doesn't have to be nice, comfortable. I don't care about that. I want 100% of that. And it should give me 100% direction toward the Creator. And why not for other people? If other people will not get the same impression as I do, how will they be able to join me in the prayer and build this in society? because society is only made out of our individual forces. If we can't all make sure that this society has this reservoir of our collective forces, this collective forces will not act on us. So what did we do here? So I have to pray for all my friends to have such strength, desires to build this warehouse of strength, of powers toward the Creator. So I have to feel that I depend on them. I'm dependent on them. So I have to know about each and every one of them to be concerned with it. Rabash never writes that there should be some kind of committee that concerns itself with dissent, assent, and stuff like that. He doesn't write about that. It's just that we're trying to somehow create another external system. But in fact, no one should let go and relax because he thinks there's someone else who's concerned with it. It's not going to help. We have to be ourselves like that. Can I just take a few people and be concerned only with them? No, you shouldn't do it because we're dependent on everyone. Bala Salam writes that if a person doesn't put 100%, then he steals. Why is it so bad if one person doesn't give 100%? Why is it called that he's a thief? That's the way it is. I have to make sure that everyone gives 100%. So if I'm concerned only with a few and not with everyone else, I don't know what's happening with them. Then if I am not concerned with everyone, I will not have that force that cares about me. Or perhaps you're suggesting that each person takes 3 or 4 people and then we cover the whole ground. In fact, you're right. Let's say society is 100 people, and I can't count more than 5, right? There's a reason my hand has only 5 fingers. I can have that in front of my eyes. I can grasp 5, 6, 7, okay. More than 10, it's even difficult to count. 13, 14, 15, 16, that's already way above me. That's how we're built. And now we're talking about 100. How can I keep them all in my mind? In one look. And if I could, do you think I'd be able to be concerned about them? Or if I can grasp, if I can think of 2 or 3, can I be concerned with them? Do you think I can see your situation just by looking at you? And what will it give me, even if I know what situation you're in? We have to understand that besides praying for a person, there is nothing we can do to intervene and help. Only our desire. I want to give a desire to someone. I can do it only with my desire, not with my hands and legs and mouth. I can say 1,000 words, but after many years we can see that those words simply don't work. They don't work. You see how many things we've tried, it doesn't work. Because it's not intended to work. why when you make movements, sound waves in the air, it reaches my ear. Why should it reach my heart? It's a very external level, and we don't work on that level anymore. We are by now in a more inner mechanism. The words don't help anymore. Only my thoughts, my desire, my prayer that I can activate through my prayer. I can activate your desire through mine. That's why Rabash and Bala Salam write that when we're in society, society shouldn't tell me that the Creator is important, the goal is important, that we have to talk about it. On the contrary, the environment can talk about nonsense, but to give with each and every one the inner spiritual message about the goal, and that will work. Like that, it should precisely that way, you know, light seems to be opposite of the inside, the internality. We have to understand that our thoughts and desires, which are the prayer, they are the forces that act, and by that we can influence each and every member of society, and there's no limitation in that. You don't have to be next to society, within society, out of it, far, near. That force works regardless of time, place, distance. It depends on how much you are concerned with it. Therefore, these systems, external systems that we want to build, we should do them. Maybe further divide society to groups of 10 or 5. We've seen that it doesn't work. We had to do it because we had to examine it. We had to see it. But I think that we more or less agree that these things, even if we do them now, it'll be a certain failure. Anything external doesn't influence the heart. Only the inner forces in that level, in the same level. Therefore, we have to set for ourselves, we have to determine where our thoughts and desires should be focused, how we want them to bond in this spiritual, virtual, so to speak, realm, that this will be a mechanism that guards us, and to be concerned, and this way, to be concerned about everyone. Before you said we have to exercise the sense, how can we exercise the sense? I said that we have to exercise the sense. Should we do it? A person should always be connected with the Creator. And we should always be at the top of this feeling and at the top of our strength and everything. So why descend from it and even imagine a descent? It seems to go against the situation. Should I spoil my own situation? Rabash describes it like an old man who was walking on the streets, bent down as though he lost something, because he assumes the situation that he lost something in advance. Once he's acquired wisdom, he sees that there can be, because he's acquired wisdom, he can see that there might be a situation like that, so he wants to correct it in advance. If we keep ourselves in a situation where I'm already in descent, that will keep raising me. We have to imagine ourselves as though we're in the descent already, because I never feel the descent at first. When I feel it, I'm already unconscious, spiritually. When I fall from the 10th floor, I feel it only when I hit the ground. You know, when you fall down, if someone asks you halfway through what's happening, you say, oh, so far so good. You only feel your situation when you hit the ground. So you try and assume it in advance. So that's called an old man. He's walking bent over because he assumes the situation in the descent. So his wisdom is that he prevents those descents. So he's always bent over, but he never falls. Each and every moment, along with the high spirits, you have to add to it. You have to add to it your need for even more, an even higher situation. You should never be in a situation where you're completely satisfied. How is that possible? If you're not under the control of your emotions, that you're enjoying the situation. But if you direct your feelings with the Creator, you will feel that you can add. You won't feel it, but you won't. It'll not be an addition in emotion, but it'll be an addition in direction. Otherwise, if you just work with your feeling, you feel that you're filled. You should direct yourself to Him and relate to that, not to what you feel. We say that what kind of deficit is there in spirituality? The deficit is there anything that I can add to give Him? So society should build an inner awareness that that's what we need all the time. That if I am detached with this direction of what else can I give Him, by that I'm detached from the right gear. I'm in myself. To the extent that we can hold on to the desire for the Creator, despite our situations, better or worse, we'll still look for this arrow that aims to Him. The situations will be out of our control. They will come more rapidly and more forcefully in a different way. They will relate to me personally, to Him personally, to a part of society, the whole society. That's not our concern. We don't have to be concerned with how we fall or what kind of alien thoughts we get. It says one is where one thoughts are. So why deal with this dirty washing? on top of it, and she cleave to the Creator, to the spiritual idea. And what I have there, that'll be corrected. I can't correct it anyhow. I should cleave to Him. I should attract as much surrounding light as possible. If my thoughts are there, then the surrounding lights will correct this evil that keeps coming up in me, popping up in me. And there's nothing I can do about it anyhow. It's like a baby that clings to its mother, and this way he's guarded from all kinds of evils. I can't relate to all these things when I'm a baby, because there's such things that they can grab me and do whatever they want with me. I have to cling to the Creator, to the upper one, to the upper degree. You're saying, if you think of your inner things, you're losing sight of the external things. I'm telling you, it's not the case. Start working on the inner things, and you'll see how everything external sits so smoothly on the internal things. You'll see that the world is not against your contact with the Creator. You'll see that it is organized exactly for that. You'll see how the world is organized in a way that there's nothing more suitable for that. You just think that you can't get along in the world with your friends. On the contrary, everything then will fall into place. Do we need an external system that will bring us back to this direction? Yes, we do, of course. If I can always maintain this thought, then we don't need any kind of framework. This external system is a must. Now we all have the same idea. But let's see ourselves 3 minutes from now. I'm not fooling myself. Now when we begin to study something else, that's it. Let's get up from our seats for half a minute, and you'll see where our thoughts will be. We have to feel inside to imagine the situations, and then feel how we have to guard them all the time, have to pray that it doesn't happen, have to always be concerned about it. And only through fear. There's a good reason why the first mitzvah is fear. At least fear of being detached from it. Not fear of bestowal, that's already internal things. How do you ask for help from society? What is the mechanism of asking for help from society? It shouldn't be that I come to society and just cry for help, help me out. But I just mingle with them. They don't have to feel it. But I'm interested. I want to bond with them externally. And through it, receive influence from them, thoughts, desires. If I'm with them, there was a question here, what about the framework? About going back to the same systems as before. What are all these things for? They're precisely so that I can be included with everyone else externally, and this way included internally. I cling to my friend outwardly, something common that we have, and this way somehow his thought, his desire influences me, because one rides on top of the other. So it might be that, he's saying it might be that I'm dead inwardly, but I come here with my body, but by doing something with my friends, and still by doing something, I don't get what the internality of actions. I just can't. You're asking, what do I do then if it doesn't help? You're asking, how do we bond internally? It's a problem. Because there's, we have an illusion that we can awaken a person with words. Sometimes it works, but only provided a person is willing to be impressed with it. But if I'm not willing to be impressed with it, you can say whatever you want. I'm in a situation where I laugh at it. I don't appreciate it. Emotionally, that's what happens. So it is only the prayer of society. That's the only thing that can help. We don't understand how much this is the one thing that can save us, nothing else. That's what the verse that person doesn't free himself from imprisonment speaks of. I'm imprisoned in my own alien thoughts. Powerless to do anything with myself, and can only wait until something happens on me. And if they don't do anything, I'm not waiting for that either. It is complete dependency on society. You can't throw them out. Because you don't know if you activated enough strength on him. Did you actually do it? Did you actually try it? When can we push a person away from us? When you try several times to save a person, and you all get together and try and help him. Baruch Salam writes about that. How you catch a person by the leg, by the hair, you try and get him this way, that way you try and get him out. But if he still doesn't respond, then you let go of him. Then you let him drown in the river of your his alien thoughts. When a person asks for help, it's his effort to be helped. If he can help it, if he can ask for it, then he either asks internally, or he comes to society, or he doesn't verbally ask for it, he just participates in activities, or he can just tell them, guys, help me out, call me, or do something. But again, the external things, we have to make very sure, make sure that we have to see how they become for us effortless to to bring a good result. You can do great things in this world, but you will not influence the internality. There, you only have the hearts, the desires, the intentions, the heart and the mind. That's it. External acts that go through voice or body movement, they're very limited. We can see by experience. I wanted to bring your attention to the fact so that you see where we have to work now, in what inner terms. Not external ones. When is there a point that I'm completely complete and have no deficit? How can we picture that situation? Is this a thing? He says in the article, there's a time of prayer and a time of Torah. So, what do you think? So you feel good. Thank God, I don't need anything. That's the time of Torah? Perhaps 100% desire for the Creator. Like a person madly in love. A 100% madly in love. Maybe that's time of Torah for me. Maybe that gives me the sensation of completeness. If I don't have those 100%, then I feel a need if I don't have it. And perhaps rest is a situation of need, of a deficit. What about the new guys who don't have the experience yet? The new guys, the inexperienced ones, how can they join us? Yes, that's the question. We see that those who join us within a very short time, without preliminary experience, previous experience, they somehow, I guess they get from us this experience. And there's no problem. We also learned it in the article of peace that each generation, we think it's a new generation, each generation stands on the shoulders of the previous generation. It's a continuation of the continuous. So a person who comes here today, I have to relate to him not as a new person here, but I have to relate to him as a person who has been in the process, and I shouldn't treat him like a beginner and then raise him from infancy. I have to relate to him as just a person who has now externally joined us, but internally he's already prepared to be with us. It's called when a new person comes, he's not born spiritually. He comes from his previous incarnation, but it's the continuation of his spiritual life. And his preparations are 100% like our own. But externally, or in his feelings, perhaps in his behavior, they'll change in a short time. And we see that that's what happens. When a new person comes, within a few months, we see that there's no difference, and perhaps even more. His perception, his attitude is more, is cleaner, clearer than our own, because we still have the load of previous habits and seniority and relationships and all kinds of slogans and who knows whatever stigmas of the past. But he doesn't have that form anymore, and he doesn't have those things, those burdens. And so I wouldn't regard him as a newcomer who needs something. Perhaps yet the opposite. He'll receive us better. He'll absorb us better. I'm not concerned at all with the new ones who come in. My concern is with the children who have grown old. I have to throw them away from here. Not throw them away completely, but put them in a system, in kind of an old age home. That if they wake up, they can come back. But if not, you know, just not waste their lives completely. So why are there levels in the group? That's in order to perhaps externally awaken people. People who can't wake themselves up, and we can't wake them up externally. We have to show them that the situation is not okay. If a person doesn't feel a justification, that we can see, I don't know, maybe family problems or something serious. We still need levels. So now, I tell you that you belong not to the first group, but that you're hardly here. So I hope that by knowing this, some kind of red light is turned on, and then you begin to worry. You say, I'm hardly present, so what now? It's like when you're driving and you see that the engine's heating up and you're in a problem. You have a problem. That's it. It's only for that. There should be one group, but in the meantime, what can we do? I hope that every now and again we'll redetermine what is the first, second, and third level overall. I can't say to Gilman, who's sleeping today, that maybe something happened to him. Maybe he's in a situation where, well, if it happens again and again and again, after 2 weeks, when we look at him and see that, it should be an alarm. After a while, you can see that this person is completely absent. He's sleeping all the time. He writes in the article that after the prayer, you have to behave like in the three last prayers of Shmona Esrei. Those three last prayers are like a sign of how we should finish. We should terminate every plea to the group. And those three prayers are prayers of gratefulness. They refer to gratefulness because it means that then I have confidence that I got what I needed from society, and I bless society, and my future is guaranteed by society. That's a situation that has to end each and every plea. Otherwise, I have nothing to continue with. All the attributes that we have, everything should be organized and nothing will be gone. We have all kinds of desires, and these attributes should be organized in such a way that they will all in all create a complete prayer. And without fear, you can't love. So without fear, without blessing, you can't curse. Light and vessel should be all the time. They depend on one another. And that's the problem. We want to be detached from evil and then just be in the good. You have to be like an old man who sees the future. You have to tie the evil to you and ride on top of it. And that's a problem, that's a difficulty. That each spiritual situation has two contradicting situations included in it. And that's a difficulty until a person gets used to it. Because we want to be like kids. I feel bad, now I want to feel good. But in between, it's not good, not bad. What do I do so that the evil that I feel, I will feel it as support for the good, although it is felt as bad? It'll come.